Balata is on the outskirts of the city of Nablus. With a population of 30,000, it's the largest refugee camp on the West Bank. Kelly Bornschlegel, a native of Juneau, Wisconsin, joined a team from the International Solidarity Movement there last June. She spoke at a Madison church this week about her efforts to promote peaceful resistance to the Israeli occupation. She says that often meant intervening in volatile situations.
Like in a demonstration, it means that we try to be in the front row or mixed in with Palestinians to try to deter them from shooting at the Palestinians. In mornings, I'd wake up and I'd take a walk, and all of a sudden I would see a soldier beating a Palestinian, so I would try to get in between, like put my body in between them. It meant putting our bodies in between guns and people, and just trying to get in the way.
Other than soldiers, Bornschlegel had little contact with Israelis during her stay, but she says she did meet some who opposed the occupation. They joined demonstrations against the massive security wall the Israeli government is building. She says despite the continuing violence on the West Bank, work like hers can have an impact on improving the situation.
Myself as an American being there, I think, had a lot of solidarity more than anything else. It made people realize that they're not alone and that people here support their struggle there, and that somehow I can bring their messages to people here.
Just 2 weeks after Bornschlegel left in March, a child whose family she'd made friends with was killed by a stray bullet. Despite such incidents, or perhaps because of them, Bornschlegel says she plans to return to Balata and continue her work there this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.